September 9th, 2006. You're listening to Nowhere a Mulberry, episode 51.
Get the bone.
Hey everybody, it's me, the J-Strom. Get the bone, baby. Episode 51 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Here to my left, I have the pop culture zealot, Steven. How you doing, Steven?
I'm all right.
Get the bone.
Get the bone, Steven. No way. I don't know what that means exactly. I need to find that out before I say something like that. Also, we have Mulberry Bill. The Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good.
We had a good week. Big episode 50 last week, and we're back.
Vacation before that, which was tremendous.
Yes. And someone who's just got back from vacation is Vanessa. How you doing, Vanessa?
I'm great. How are you?
How was the Riviera this time of year?
Oh, la, la. Très bien.
Wait a second. Isn't Vanessa on a permanent vacation?
I've been on vacation since I was born.
I was really happy with the feedback we received after episode 50. I just want to let everyone know, won't be an episode like that for a long time, babe. Too much work. Let's just do regular shows. You know how hard it is to lug my computer into a frickin' train, find power, Wi-Fi access? Oh, man, it was crazy.
Thank God I didn't have to mess with any of that. I just show up and work.
Yeah, just show up, baby. That's all you got to do. Now, guys, since it was a special show last week, a lot of things happened that we didn't really get to. And one of those things is the crocodile hunter was killed.
Crikey!
He was stabbed in the heart by a stingray. As insane as that sounds like...
I know.
I thought they just stung you or something. I know they can pierce your flesh.
Yeah, the tail, it has like a 10-inch barbed spike on the end of the tail.
Man, yeah. And the thing is, like, I was kind of like, well, you know, it is a stingray, but you don't really hear of stingray attacks very often, do you?
No. Most people step on them and they get you in the leg.
Right.
Because they're kind of in the shallow water.
Because they lay in the ground or whatever. But apparently Steve Irwin, when he was stabbed, like, directly, it pierced his heart.
Right.
And he was just dead. You know, there's nothing he could have done.
Well, from what I understand, the moment he pulled the barb out, that's what sealed his fate.
Yeah.
You don't pull something out. It's like they teach you in paramedic school, if there's a knife or anything, pull it out.
Did his tail break off?
I don't know. That's what I was kind of wondering, too.
Barbs break off once they're
Because I was wondering if the thing was, like, trying to swim away, and he's like, or something.
Pulled.
But instead, it broke off, and he was sitting there with it in his heart, and he pulled it out.
The dumbest thing.
Yeah, but you never know. Sometimes you just instantly react to something.
Yeah.
It's like a wasp lands on your shoulder. You're going to bat it off or something. And I have a little clip of a tribute to Steve Irwin. Let's check it out.
I didn't really think I was going to be some, you know, crocodile hunter superstar or anything. In fact, I don't think I am. It's just that... I'm good at what I do and I love what I do. You know, I really do love it, and I guess people just latch onto that and they're pretty proud. Can you believe, like, merchandise, toys, Steve Irwin, Steve and Terry Irwin toys?
If there's one thing that I, Steve Irwin, would want to be remembered for, it's be remembered for passion and enthusiasm.
He's definitely enthusiastic. He was always, you know, very excited.
Very
and
passionate
conky.
About his little animal.
He was always great on, like, TV shows like Tonight Show or Conan or whatever. But he will be missed, the croc hunter.
Same.
Now, guys, I know we're all depressed over this, but it's okay because everything's fine now because finally we've got to see what Surrey looks like.
So in keeping with tradition, we have some very special baby pictures tonight. An exclusive first look at Vanity Fair's newest cover girl. She's Surrey Cruz, daughter of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
My life is
the Messiah!
Why she's been undercover so long. This is proof positive that, yes, sirree, she does exist.
Oh, that
the
was bad.
The Annie Leibovitz photo shoot, incidentally,
where's
was
the rim
secret,
shot?
And the article was completed in an undisclosed location.
She just said,
under
yes,
sirree. Security.
Yeah. They have, like, CIA or something?
Newsstands tomorrow.
Wow.
That's so stupid.
Vanessa, that's the messiah you're talking about.
Really? Let us know your feelings, Vanessa.
No, why do they have an undisclosed location? Like, it's the freaking president. Who
she
cares?
She is the messiah. Do you not understand?
The one
she's here to deliver us from our feet.
From Zeno.
The one thing that cracks me up over all of that is people were talking. Why hasn't this baby been seen yet? It's like, I don't have to show you my baby.
It's like,
you have no right to look at my baby. I don't have to show you anything.
I can wait till she's 10 years old before I ever show her.
So it's like, something suspicious around here. We haven't seen this baby yet. But
she doesn't exist if we don't see her.
That was just a pillow in Katie's dress.
Yeah.
She wasn't really pregnant.
How many people, they're walking by the newsstand, they're going, oh, that's the baby.
It's real.
We get to look. Oh.
I have the Suri shrine at my house now.
Yes, Suri, Steven. We should all have shrine.
Oh, Lord. Don't make me kill you.
Good Lord. She should have been fired day one for that yes, Suri joke.
Well, I think she was just reading it from the front of the Vanity Fair.
Actually,
Katie Couric reads off the teleprompter so well.
The writer should have been fired for writing that one.
Now, guys,
she's such a terrific news reader.
Yes, she is. She reads the hell out of that teleprompter.
I wonder if anyone actually watched that premiere of Katie Couric in the CBS Evening News.
I didn't even know about it.
Is it a coincidence their first broadcast and Suri Cruz is unveiled? I'm sensing some kind of Scientology conspiracy.
Katie's a Scientologist.
Now, guys, we actually got a mystery caller voicemail. Let's check it out.
Hello, Mulberry Crew. This is Mystery Guy from previous shows.
That's his voice.
Hey, Mystery Guy.
Just calling to say I've been away on travel for a while. I can't say where. I'll just give you a hint.
He's been taking
getting
serious
a
pictures.
Satellite feed of the Nowhere in Mulberry show is eminently preferable to third world hookers. But that's another story.
What?
Just want to congratulate you on your 50th show. I look forward to hearing many more of them.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck with it.
Thank you. Such a sultry voice.
It's always breathy and whispering at the same
reading?
Time.
He's
was
so
he
mysterious.
Oh, no. We didn't get any of that Thailand clap.
That stuff's very dangerous. You don't want to mess with that. Now, guys, before we move on to entertainment, I just wanted to announce that by next week's show, episode 52, I will have launched the new Mulberry Old School feed. That feed, you will be able to get episodes 1 through present day on. So anyone who
just
wants to
forget we did those.
So if anyone wants to listen to the genius of episode 1 of Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 3, episode 10, you can. If you want to hear the first time Eugene ever called our show, you can now do it.
You want to hear the original airing of the helicopter bit?
You want to hear the first time Bill ever said he's a historian of ass? That's where you get it. It's going to be great.
We're all about satisfying the fans. Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
That's right, Bill. Yes, you are. All right, guys, let's check out entertainment.
Bangladesh.
All right, everybody. Of course, a lot of new films are coming out this fall, the big holiday movies. But one I was kind of excited about, but now I'm really excited because a new trailer just hit the net. That's Casino Royale, the new James Bond movie. This trailer blew me away. It looks really cool. Now, a lot of people were upset when Pierce Brosnan was not asked to be the James Bond in another movie. Daniel Craig was. Here's what I have to say about this. Yes, Brosnan's a great actor. I really love him and stuff. I loved him in The Matador. But come on, those James Bond movies he was in weren't that great. The James Bond movies are usually pretty disappointing, I think.
Yeah,
the new ones.
They're horrible.
GoldenEye was his first one. I'd say that was the best one out of all of them that he made. The last one that had Madonna in it stuff.
What about the
horrible one
with Denise Richards? I can't even remember the title of that one.
Oh, neither can I.
Denise Richards and the British actor that was in Trainspotting and Ravenous.
Yeah. She played Christmas Jones in that. I can't remember the name of the movie, but I remember her character's name.
That was terrible.
I think it was Sunday Never Fades or something like that. It made no sense at all. But this is Casino Royale, Daniel Craig, and let's check it out. I sense we're going to hear the James Bond theme at least once or twice during this trailer.
Your file shows no kills. But to become a 00, it takes two.
Oh.
How did he die? Your contact? Not well. You needn't worry. The second is... Yes.
Oh, I'm a sucker for the silencer pistol.
Considerably.
James Bond,
the man
number
was
one.
The chief, private banker to the world's terrorists. Which would explain how he could set up a high-stakes poker game at Casino Royale in Montenegro. If he loses this game, he'll have nowhere to run. You're the best player in the service.
The Treasury has agreed to stake you in the game. But if you lose, our government will have directly financed terrorism.
Can't
I will
have
be keeping
that.
My eye on our government.
What is
money.
This, an action version of Are You Being now. Served?
You noticed. I hope our little game isn't causing you to perspire.
It doesn't bother you, killing those people.
Well, I wouldn't be very good at my job if it did. How's our girl? Melted your cold heart yet?
James, get the girl out.
You're not going to let me in there. You've got your armor back on.
I have no armor left. You've stripped it from me.
Huh?
What?
Whatever is left of me. Whatever I am. I'm yours. The only question remains. Will you yield? In time.
What the hell are they talking about?
You gotta know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away.
I like this rockin' version of the 00 theme.
Uh-oh, they got the choir version. They pulled out all the stops. Now, Vanessa, if you want to see a great Daniel Craig movie, rent Layer Cake.
Yeah, Layer Cake's great.
Now, who directs this, Bill? I forgot to look.
Was it Martin Campbell?
Martin Campbell. Well, he's hit or miss. He directed the genius movie No Escape with Ray Liotta. How bad could it be?
Vertical Limit.
Nice.
Vertical Limit. Awesome.
He actually did do GoldenEye.
Yes. He's good for the James Bond franchise. He will do a much better job than Lee Tamahori, who did the last one.
Yeah. But No Escape is one of those mid-90s movies that it just sticks in your head. Like, I'll never forget the scene with the spiked log.
Yeah.
Swinging.
That movie actually has a pretty excellent cast, including Lance Henriksen, who, may I add, what the hell happened to his career? Because now he's in Sasquatch Mountain. What the hell is that? What the hell is a Sasquatch Mountain, man?
Sasquatch Mountain.
What is he doing on a sci-fi original movie? It made my heart hurt when I saw that. This guy is a great actor.
Well, you know what's bad?
It all went downhill after Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's done a shitload of video game voiceovers, TV
voiceovers.
Yeah,
I can understand. Why not? Voiceovers, that's some extra big bucks there. But Sasquatch Mountain?
I'm waiting for the direct-to-video Pumpkinhead 3 and Pumpkinhead 4.
I am too. I love Pumpkinhead 2 with Soleil Moon Frye. Genius!
Awesome. Good.
Now,
good
guys,
stuff.
Before we move on to what's on your TiVo... Yesterday, I went to go see the new Ben Affleck movie. I wouldn't say it. It's more of an Adrian Brody film, but Ben Affleck's in it. It's called Hollywoodland. It's about the mystery surrounding George Reeves' murder. And I thought it was an excellent film. It's a very mature film. The production values and all that are excellent.
Yeah, basically, I love how it lays out all the evidence and lets you decide in the end. But there's really no other conclusion other than this guy's career was destroyed by playing Superman, and he killed himself. He couldn't get another job.
What the film does is it gives you three basic scenarios of what could have happened.
They think murder was one.
And by the end of it, I really believe that he just killed himself.
Yeah. I think the most heartbreaking thing is whenever he did the From Here to Eternity stuff, how the audience laughed at him.
Yeah, and you know what? That really happens. I remember like when Michael Keaton made Batman, you see a movie with Michael Keaton after that, people are like, Batman, he looks Batman. It really does that to your career when you play this iconic figure.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie has an excellent cast, Diane Lane,
Adrian Brody.
Ben Affleck is excellent in this film. You know,
who gets way too much shit.
Yeah, he does. He's a good actor. And also Eddie from Who Framed Roger Rabbit's in it.
You know, it's like, one of the best movies
Bob Hoskins
he's done. Not Bob Hoskins.
Please, Eddie!
Bob Hoskins, you take him first. You take him and look at him in a movie like The Long Good Friday or Unleashed, and then, or even this one, and then look at him in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and it's like, is that the same guy?
He's an excellent actor. He really is. He's good at playing those angry man, you know, just scary dude, you know, powerful, scary man. But I'd say check out Hollywoodland if you just want to see a really good tall glass of wine kind of movie, you know. It's good
stuff.
Yeah,
it feels like you should be sitting there with a cigar and a glass of brandy.
Yeah, definitely.
While you're
watching another thing I'll add, every single person, even children in this movie, smoke. Every single scene, someone has a cigarette. All the women have those long cigarettes. All the men have smoked. Hey, see? They're even at murder scenes. You know, the cops around dead bodies, they're all smoking cigarettes, dropping ashes everywhere. It's hilarious. Yeah. All right, guys, let's check out What's Aren't TiVo.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
Oh, my God, I haven't heard that in so long.
I know. Oh. I forgot about it.
And now, a Mulberry News Break.
Call the police.
The attacker is Sam Suleiman, the key subject of a series of reports by Fox 6 investigative journalist John Mattis. He now finds himself in a fight for his life.
You guys are trying to do to my life. You're invading my life. Why don't you air just a whole f***ing thing? This is injustice. That's all you're doing.
That is Suleiman's wife, Rosa, who immediately
blames like
the media for her
trouble. Chickens clucking in the background.
The
She's a lovely lady.
In an investigative series aired on Fox 6 in late July, John Mattis uncovered an elaborate scam allegedly carried out by Sam Suleiman, in which he stole identities to buy property and then rent to others. It was a white-collar crime, but apparently carried out by a man with a rough-neck temper, as Suleiman left several messages with John colored with foul language and threats.
I haven't forgotten about you. I think about you every day.
John is just off
camera
playing the messages for Brian Phillips, who is about to share his own story of a violent run-in with Suleiman, when suddenly Rosa arrives on scene.
You didn't have enough with what you wear? Stop the f- camera right f- now. Oh, yes, I will.
No, don't batter him. Please.
Why are you doing this? You didn't have enough with what you wear?
While emptying her water bottle, Rosa accuses John of invading her life. Her shouting continues for about a minute when John asks her about the allegations of violence.
Why do you have to batter people?
Weed? Why do I have to batter people?
That's not appropriate.
I don't give a Stop your behavior. Do you like Tijuana or Ensenada? Which one do you like better, huh?
Ma'am,
I'm going to put you in the other side of the country.
That is really pathetic.
I don't care.
Now, Lucy,
don't
make a scene.
Have a nice
day.
Let me explain something to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Son of a b***h.
Photojournalist Dennis Waldrop, who has been recording the entire scene, follows Rosa, and she lashes out again.
Stop it!
Whoa!
Do not point the camera at this lady.
Now, uh-oh, here comes the Sulu man.
Physical assault recorded. Rose's husband, Sam Suleiman, arrives and goes on the attack.
Warp factor one, police. Sir.
Engage.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah,
take it.
Cameraman
doesn't put the camera down. He just feels the beating.
Yeah.
The injuries inflicted by Suleiman would become quickly apparent, but Phillips and Waldrop come to John's aid and are able to hold Suleiman down, while Rosa says she's getting a gun. She returns without one, but threatens to use what appears to be a rock.
I couldn't find it!
So I picked up this rock instead.
6 minutes after Sam Suleiman's initial attack, police arrive.
6 minutes, good response time!
And they're at the courthouse.
Is this it? This is him. Okay. Turn around.
Is that
turn
him?
Around. Get the camera. Get on the ground. Get on the ground. Get on the ground.
And get down. Funky. Ow.
Oh my God, he killed them. So that was very inappropriate behavior for that lady. She was throwing water. She was hitting him in the head. It was just.
I love whenever she hit him with the water bottle.
That's not.
I don't give
that's
a
not appropriate.
Yeah.
Son of a.
I love crazy ladies.
Have a nice
you
day.
No, have you. A nice
whoa! Day. Hello. Jeez, the math on that lady.
Someone's definitely upset whenever you say "have a nice day."
Rose is not that bad a lady, and I just think she's just misunderstood.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this week one of my favorite deserving celebrities was on Ellen. Let's check it out.
I'd be lying if I didn't say it was tough. But I don't think, I think the expectation is real high for me. You know, it's like you see my wife
here. No, they're actually real low.
Everybody loves her. You know, all of her music is
expectations
hits,
are real high.
Hits, and, it's hard to compete,
in his own
but, I mean,
mind.
I don't see it as a competition.
But from Britney.
You know, maybe other people are putting it in that perspective, but it's to me, it's not a competition.
So you
at
don't
all.
Look at it and feel like I'm supposed to compete with that?
No way.
That's not great.
I just have fun. You know, I love doing music. I love rapping and, you know, making music, period.
He loves rapping. When's he going to start doing that? I just
Well, you can see him this Christmas at your mall wrapping presents.
I love rapping.
Oh, that's what he means. He loves wrapping gifts and stuff.
Yes. Now, yeah.
I'm not one to toot my own horn, but I'm thinking my interview is a lot better than Ellen's.
Much better. Much more professional.
Yeah. Now, guys, this week, Rosie was on The View. Genius. Come
Gold.
On. Who would be better to replace Star Jones than Rosie? Basically, Rosie wanted to tell everyone what she would have done if he would have been on her show. This is what she would have done about his behavior, jumping on the couch and all that.
It was a tape show. If I was Oprah, I would have went, cut, Tommy, come in. Don't do that jumping. It looks absolutely ridiculous, okay? Take two. Everybody forget that. Burn the tape. Let's go again. That's what I would have done.
So now we know why her show is canceled, because she doesn't know good stuff when she sees
right.
it. My Tommy, you're looking crazy. Oh.
Yeah, just show the crazy. People yeah. want to know.
So anyway, check that out, guys. It's genius.
Son of a
bitch. Whoa. Hey, Rosa, calm down. Now, guys, Steven watched Celebrity Duets this week.
He's the only one.
I know.
Poor guy.
I did this for the show, and this is the only time I'm doing it.
Now, guys, I tuned in for one bit, and I thought it was genius. I love Leah Thompson. I loved her in Howard the Duck, Some Kind of Wonderful, The Wildlife. I love Leah Thompson. But she can't sing worth a damn. Let's check it out.
Sing for your vote.
Oh,
she means well.
Whipping out the Belinda Carlisle.
We'll make heaven a place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
And that, first of all, singing with the lead singer from the Go-Go's, you had this house go-going, girl.
Oh, good.
It was good.
Jesus.
You know what? Marie Osmond did that to everyone.
Yes, sirree.
Yeah, she made that same type
of... I said, oh, boy, remind me of Tina Turner. I said, that's that Tina Turner legs, not the voice, the legs.
I said, except your wife.
And she was gone. She was getting out. Listen, you already a princess. I want to make you a queen.
All right.
What?
Oh, hold up. Look up. Woo, woo.
That's the
greatest. Now, actually, Little Richard had something to tell you, Steven, after watching the show.
You already a princess. I want to make you a queen.
Good Lord, man.
I felt like a queen after watching that gay show.
He is a queen.
Well, I was kind of surprised because she was great singing in Cherry Bomb and Howard the Duck, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And she was a Wolverine, right?
That's right.
Yes, I can't believe she got beat out by...
Get the bone.
Yeah, she got beat out by Cheech Marin.
That's bad.
Yeah, stop making fun of Cheech. Rosa doesn't like it.
Yeah, she doesn't. All right, guys, Rockstar Supernova. Apparently, we weren't the only ones upset over the Crocodile Hunter's death. Toby was, too.
I know you guys all loved him. Everyone back in Australia loved him. The Crocodile Hunter. But I dedicate this to that boy right there.
So, Crocodile Hunter was up there in heaven going, thanks, man.
He was up there in heaven going, oh,
crikey.
Up top. So, Rockstar Supernova, who got kicked off this week?
Stormlarge.
Was it deserving?
Yes.
No, I actually thought Delana was worse than her.
Delana will be gone next, but if I had to see Stormlarge grab her crotch one more time, I was going to shoot myself.
Yeah,
thank God she's gone.
Her solo song was better than Delana's. Not much.
Anything's better than Delana.
What? Did Delana write her song?
They all had to do a song they wrote this
right.
week.
What was
and then
Delana's
they did,
about?
They did
something about
the experience
throat polyps
of, no, it was the experience of being on this show. And it was
no,
all
it was about
it was,
running out of
it was so literal. It was like
going on a cigarette run.
It was like being judged by the American public, you know, and it was like beating you over the head, you know. Like,
well, she's basically sealed her fate in that she'll never win because
she doesn't know how to write a song. Number one,
not only does she not know how to write a song, she doesn't know how to deal with anything.
Right.
Oh wait, Foggy has a clip of Delana. Okay, let's check it out.
That's her.
Thank you. Let's beat a dead horse, baby. All right, so Rockstar Supernova, who's going to win?
I'm changing at this point to Magni.
Who's the guy with Magni. Who's the guy with the skunk hair or whatever?
That's Lucas.
Lucas.
He can't win just because his hair looks so stupid.
I think because he doesn't have any vocal range.
I think because he's a little too goth.
So you guys are saying Magni. I'm saying that Chris Moore to win.
Chris Moore?
Genius.
You mean Porter.
Damn! Yeah, Josh Blue's going to win Rockstar Supernova.
He could sing songs that just have to do with cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought
guy's a genius.
If they decided to be a little more pop, then Toby could win it. But I think going more rock, that
now
it'll
be
Magni.
Now, we heard that song that Tom Healy wrote, so we know that it doesn't matter how good of songwriters they are. They're going to be singing some shit.
Yeah.
Toby is far too in love with himself to win. You know, you notice after every song he sings, he looks directly into the camera.
He's making love to it.
Yeah, and it's really uncomfortable.
That's what you got to do, man. You got to make love to the camera. All right, well, that's Rockstar Supernova. Briefly, let's talk about Big Brother All-Stars.
No.
No. I couldn't believe Janelle basically evicted Will, who we all thought was going to win. I mean, I thought guaranteed him and Boogie would be at the end.
Yeah, you and I were talking about how stupid it was and how they were going to win again, and we didn't see any possible way that Janelle could get them out.
Basically, we underestimated Erica, believe it or not, the human ashtray Erica, who just like...
You call her Scarica or something?
Yeah, they look call her Scrubica, I believe.
Scrubica.
If you look at her day one and then now, she's like, oh, what the hell happened? You know?
Yeah, if you look at her promo photo from the beginning of the series to now, it's like, who is that?
I'm thinking is... she was right to tell Janelle that because it was true. She was getting played, and so was Erica. So
yeah.
She evicted Will, which I thought that was cool to get rid of Will. It felt really good to watch that. Like, yes, they got rid of Will. The final HOH, Janelle couldn't win it, you know, the first competition was kind of stupid, the volcano thing. And, and I actually believe them. They were complaining that they didn't really explain it very well what the rules were.
They didn't. And they didn't say keep both hands on, did they?
Yeah, they did.
They just said keep your hands on.
What happened is Erica goes, do I keep both hands? And Julie Chen said, yes, keep both hands. But she didn't address that to everyone. Janelle said she didn't hear that. And I believe her. I mean, they're over loudspeakers talking to it.
When she took the one hand off, she made sure she had her other hand on.
Right. And one thing, Janelle said that usually someone comes to them and says, these are the exact rules before the competition, so they know. And then the competition begins, and Julie tells them, but it's for us to hear.
Yeah.
They didn't get that at all. So she takes her hand off for a second, and so she's out, and they didn't even get to show their effects of the lava or whatever. I'm sure they're like, damn it, you know how long it took to build that volcano? I didn't even get to use it.
You know, I hate Mike Boogie, but I hate Erica even more. And Mike Boogie has enough money already, but just give him the 500 grand because Erica's friggin' frightening. And she's mentally unstable.
She told Janelle that if she won, she was going to take Janelle with her, which I thought was a total lie because she has no chance winning. She might have a chance against Boogie because some people hate him, but I really think Boogie's going to win.
He will.
Which he's like, what up, C-Town, yo? Oh. It's like, oh, man, somebody please. What I like about Big Brother in the past, it's interesting up until the end, and here's why. No one you like wins. No one who's good at the game wins.
Nope.
It's the person who wins the most competition never wins. Janelle, she's won more competitions than Big Brother history. She didn't win. She didn't win last season either.
Look at James. He won all those vetoes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's whoever sucks the most wins. Eric, watch, Eric is going to win because she sucks the most. Boogie sucks too, but that's what I hate about Big Brother also.
They both rode somebody else's coattails.
Right. I mean, Boogie is there because of Will.
And Erica's there because of Boogie.
Yeah. And the grossest thing is they're like, I got played by him. We're not a couple anymore. But as soon as Janelle left, they're like making out and stuff on camera. It's like, there's nobody else here.
I feel really bad for Erica because Boogie doesn't say anything. He doesn't say, listen, you know, outside of the house, we're not going to, you know, be together. And she's completely convinced that...
They're going to have a baby.
Yeah, and it's really uncomfortable to watch. She's
such
a tool.
She's stupid.
You know, I can't say that she's stupid because from what I understand, she's on the rebound.
Yeah.
It's like just before she went into the house, she broke up with...
Yeah, Vanessa, you say that she's stupid, but think about it. They're in this house 24 hours a day with just these people. There's nothing else to do. You start hanging out with a guy. He tells you how pretty you are. Before you know it, you think, hey, we got something going.
I don't care. It's still stupid.
Well, yeah. I mean... But you got to think of it. You got to walk in Erica's shoes there.
Walk
I'm not. I don't like her. I don't. She's not particularly attractive. She's frightening. She's mentally unstable. But I feel bad for her because her emotions are being played with, and that's just not cool. Even for TV, I don't like that.
The thing that was different between Janelle and Will is Janelle and Will were giving and taking equally. I thought.
Yeah.
You could tell she probably. Was like she still liked him, but at the same time she was playing him to get as far as she could. But it was different with Erica. She was like, I'm with Chilltown. It's like, no, you're not, dumbass. But she did
and
the
Boogie's
smartest
just,
thing.
He's just using her.
Yeah, she did the smartest thing talking Janelle into evicting Will, because when Will got evicted, you could see on his face, you know, and Boogie's face was great with his mouth agape, like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
And they this is my favorite part of the whole episode, is when he was going, bring on the phone.
I know, it's hilarious.
You know how they did the bring, hey, what up, bro? He was going, bring, and he goes, oh, man, no one's there. It was so stupid, but I thought it was hilarious. And they showed crying.
I don't think they showed nearly enough of the jury house. They used to show a good amount of it.
What's with Howie in the jury house? He's a freaking maniac.
I have to think that the producers are telling him to act like that.
Because he's like yelling
such
at
a
George.
Tool to George and everyone else.
But George got him good. He's like, who won a competition, Howie? Who lasted longer than you in the game? He kind of got him there. But the finale's Tuesday, so who are you guys picking winning? I'm going to pick Boogie. I hate the guy.
Boogie. I have no clue, so...
And, you know, what the worst part, he's like, free drinks at Dolce or Le Douche or whatever the hell his name is.
Douche.
Yeah, I'm going to eat at Le Douche, all right?
That's my favorite restaurant.
Yum, yum. Would you like some vinegar on your salad?
Yes, I'll have the vinaigrette salad, please.
This is our special vinegar and yeast salad.
Would you like a beer bread?
Bloomin' onion?
Yeah, bloomin' onion.
This is our fresh feeling cocktail.
Okay, that's enough. We don't have any more shows to
Cut
talk about.
It out.
We have no more shows to talk about, but let's talk about a couple of new shows that are coming out this fall. Battlestar Galactica will be back Yay! October 6th. And I just wanted to let everyone know that if you go to sci-fi.com, they're airing twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday, a four-minute webisode of BSG is showing. And the storyline in the webisodes lead up to the premiere. And I watched two of them so far that have come out, and it's not like cheesy or anything. It's well-produced, just like the show. In fact, it looks like a four-minute scene from the show. And it looks like what it's about is them building up a resistance to the Cylon occupation. And so far, it looks really cool.
I can't wait.
It's kind of hard to watch 4 minutes at a time. Maybe wait till they're all out and watch them all in one sitting, maybe. You know, but
get a good half hour in.
But if you guys want to check that out, I'm going to put a link in our show notes, and I think it's pretty cool. All right, guys, one of the shows that I'm really excited about is called Heroes on NBC. And this is a show, basically a solar eclipse happens and people wake up with superpowers. This is Heroes. Let's check it out.
Whoa, bring up me heroes!
Years, human beings have shared the same basic traits. But all that is about to change. All over the world, ordinary people are discovering extraordinary abilities.
This is the single coolest thing to happen in this town in like 100 years.
Something is happening to me. I've busted every bone in my body. I've walked through fire. And I don't have a scratch on me.
I woke up this morning, and when I got out of bed, my foot hovered off the ground.
That happens to me all the time.
For a second, like I was floating.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, I think I can fly.
Hey!
Excellent!
I opened the paper this
shows
morning.
Shows actually people
is.
On angel dust is what it's about.
The exact image I painted 3 weeks ago.
It's just a coincidence. For all you know, you could have painted it this morning.
This has one of our favorite guys on it too, this Bill. Greg Grunberg from Alias.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Voices in my head. I'm hearing people's thoughts.
As crazy as it sounds,
there is something to it.
It's just a theory.
When did they form the Justice League?
I need you to know that I would never...
Season 2, probably.
I keep feeling like someone's watching me. Someone that I can't see.
It'd be cool to get the Legion of Doom on there. Danielle, James, Chilltown.
I hear a rock so some of these choir guys, coming up.
Some of these guys will use their powers for bad, some for good.
The feeling like you were meant to do something extraordinary?
Yes, like take a large poop.
Among us, ordinary people finding something extraordinary in themselves. The world needs them, and their time has come. Heroes.
And that premieres September 25th. And Bill and I have actually seen the pilot, but we'll talk about that when it's closer to the time when it comes out. What do you say, Bill?
Yeah.
You know, when you got to think about this, pilots, a lot of times, they film the pilot, like sometimes 6 months pass, and then they get picked up, and then they resume filming. So sometimes when you view problems in a show or things that aren't quite...
Flushed out.
Yeah, they get better over time. So I try not to judge a show based on the pilot.
Yeah, the only problem I had with the pilot was slightly corny dialogue at times. But other than that, I think it'll be a good show.
Yeah, I think so too. My problem had... You say corny dialogue, I'm saying certain characters got on my nerves. But, you know, that could... flesh out over time, because something like Lost, the character of Shannon got on my nerves so bad the first 3 episodes or whatever. That was Heroes. Okay, another show, and that's on NBC, is called Jericho, which is on CBS. This stars Skeet Ulrich and Ashley Scott and Gerald McRaney, fresh from his George Hurst stint from Deadwood.
Skeet, Skeet, Skeet!
And this looks like an interesting show where it looks kind of like Lost-ish. It's very mysterious, it looks like, where... basically an event happens where this town is cut off from the rest of the world. They don't know what happened. Some kind of nuclear explosion or something. Mm-hmm. Let's check out a clip to Jericho, or as I like to call it, Jericho.
Margaret Cho?
Jake Green!
How you doing, man? When'd you get back to town?
Jake Reeves is
now.
How about you and I, we go out tonight, and we catch up.
I'd love to, but I just came in to see my grandpa, then I gotta get back.
Yeah, and from what Welcome I understand, a nuclear explosion's gonna happen here while I'm here, so... See?
It looks like the explosion came from the west, maybe Denver.
Are we under attack?
Psychic.
One explosion does not make an attack. This could have been a test, could have been an accident. We stay
calm.
Those
crazy people in Denver, they're mile high.
The school bus is
blowing shit up.
I think they're dying. We have our frequencies, but outside, it's like there's no one there.
What are you thinking?
I was just wondering what it was all going to look like.
I'm thinking I feel like chicken tonight.
This is Jericho, Kansas. Is anyone there?
Happening.
That looks pretty good.
It looks good, but I just can't take that clip seriously. With the violin and the
background. None of these clips you can take seriously. They're
it's
all like
dramatic. It's how do people see that and go, you know what?
It needs a narration, like a small town.
When I first
An explosion.
Saw the clip to the
Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
Gerald McCraney, fresh from Simon & Simon.
It's Major Dad.
Jameson Barker is his long-lost brother.
When I first saw that clip, I thought of the movie Testament. I don't know if anybody's ever seen that. It's a pretty older film about a family dealing with after a nuclear holocaust.
Like the day then, after or something like that?
Similar, but a little more depressing.
This is what I find interesting about the show, is you don't know if it's post-apocalyptic or not. You know what I'm saying? They don't know what happened, and it's gonna be like Lost, where it takes a season for us to figure out what's happened. Hopefully, they give it a chance to
get that far.
Something like Lost, we've had problems with the pacing and the answers to questions over time. That show Invasion had a lot of promise, but they took way too long to get
Anywhere.
It going. Come on, pick it up. And that's what these shows need to do. And there's a new show called The Nine, which is coming on ABC, starring Tim Daly, Kim Raver, our favorite from 24, Chai McBride, which we all love. He was great in Waiting. And also,
Frighteners.
Yeah, he was genius in iRobot when he shoots that robot in slow motion with the 12-gauge. Awesome!
Nice.
Also, Scooter Wolf from Party of Five. Love him. Bailey, as he's known.
Good old Bay.
Yeah, Bailey's in this. And
Does he have a drinking problem in this?
Only Steven would come up with a Party of Five reference.
Yeah. We have to wait till October 4th to this, but this looks like the best. This looks like the cream of the crop, my friend. Let's check it out.
Look, I woke up. I went to work. It was a regular day.
I did that, too.
I need to talk to you about
It's not a very interesting show.
I'm in trouble.
Get up and go to work.
Hi, I'm Malcolm Jones. I'm the branch manager.
Malcolm, how you doing, brother?
Not at the beginning of the Egan, but at the end of the foot.
This is the part where they introduce us. We're the characters.
I told her that I shouldn't testify.
She told me she said no shop talk today.
That sounds a lot like something you might say to someone you're in a relationship with.
Hi, I'm Tim Daly. I was in several canceled series before this.
And one hit series.
Oh, I got my
wings.
You know, you don't have to come
so
in
So there's
to
nothing
do
to
this.
Brag about.
I prefer eyes that look back at me.
Tony Shalhoub's a dream to work with.
I really need to talk to you, Daddy.
How was that phone
call? Jared's 18 and such a responsible
Weber's
driver.
Man.
There you go.
Thanks.
Love Stephen
sure.
Weber.
Uh-oh, a symbol crescendo.
There is no other time.
That means something important's coming up.
Have a good one.
You too.
You too, thanks.
I love that bank. Oh,
I'm sorry. The bank's closed.
Oh, come on. We just
need
the ATM.
Oh!
Freeze!
Couldn't you just leave? I said we're closed!
I said good day, sir!
This will all be over in 5 minutes.
You've got
one hostage was released in the first few hours of the standoff.
Conditions of the nine remaining hostages
just over an hour ago.
Oh, helicopter.
We're getting word that the hostage takers and Jews are responsible for all wars.
Uh oh, we got some Edge playing the guitar in the background.
Where's the negotiator?
Listen to that drumming.
We lost the show for a second. It's back. Okay.
How's everyone else?
It was the dramatic pause, like William Shatner.
Did you hear Miss Hale? When did that happen?
Same time as this.
What are you guys thinking? This will premiere the same night as Lost?
We don't know.
Uh-oh, Squire.
Oh, good. They got Enya. Emphasis on emotion. I'm feeling it. I feel it.
Sail away, sail away.
Do you want to talk about what happened in there? A lot of things
happened in there. Oh, wait, that's popcorn. Moment. That's not Enya.
That's what this needs.
Need some popcorn.
You're going to be reinstated right away. And you're going to get your promotion. What's the catch? Keep your opinions to yourself.
Yeah, bitch. No one asked you.
The catch is you have to do something with this box set of wings.
No!
You all right?
Have to sit and watch it all day and night.
Thomas Hayden Church once on the show. No, I'm not here.
I want you to be a bottle of wine for wings. Stick this up your butt and walk out with it.
Whatever happened to Crystal Bernard anyway? She'd be great on the show. Take Kim Raver's part. She could run a nice little diner kiosk or something.
Have Chachi. A nice country twang.
Yeah.
So.
Oh dear.
I'm sorry, did you drop a glass?
I believe she'll probably be on Celebrity Fit Club next season.
She's in great shape.
I don't know. I wasn't with her the whole time.
What was that say again, you mumbled?
That's not appropriate.
I don't give a
So that's The Nine with Rosa. Let's check it out this October. What do you guys say?
The question. Office. Want to ask a question here.
Yes, sir.
If Kim... Raver is on this show. Well, that means she's not going to be on 24 anymore?
I would think that's correct. I think they would easily kill her in the first episode, like Dennis Haysbert last season, something like that. Or maybe she's just like, please pick up the nine so I can get out of CTU. I'm always in this office building, but we'll see what happens. But there are a couple other shows that I think are decent, but these are my top cream of the crop shows. The other one, I watched the new show Standoff with Ron Livingston, with Gina Torres from Firefly.
Gina.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Gina Torres.
Gina.
That Gina. Show, it's interesting, not great, but maybe it could get better over time. You know, it's got a good cast. Another show is Justice with Spy Daddy. From Alias, Jack Bristow. This is basically CSI with lawyers, which isn't actually bad. It's pretty entertaining. Let's see how far it can go. That's a Bruckheimer show. So, it also has Jack from Dawson's Creek, and he's not gay on this show.
Bummer.
And but there's Shark as well with James Woods.
Shark. I don't know what that's about, though. But
it's a lawyer show. He was a defending attorney. Now he's a prosecuting attorney.
Right.
He swapped sides of the fence.
See, I'm going to check that out. I'm also going to check out that show with Ray Liotta.
Smith.
That looks pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I want to see Shark, and I want to see Smith. And I think I'm going to try to stick with shows with one name.
Yeah, me too. The Knights of Prosperity is a show I want to check out. And that is because it's from the creators of Ed, Bill.
Oh, yeah,
it's the
I forgot
Donald
all
Loke
about
show.
This.
And it's on ABC, and it doesn't have a premiere date yet, but we're going to keep an eye on that. I hope it's good, because I love
Isn't
those
this
guys.
Is this one with Donald Loke?
Yeah.
It looks... Who played the original Phil Stubbs in the pilot of Ed.
Right, correct. And let's see when that comes out. We're going to check that out. Now, Bill, Little Richard has something he wants to say to you.
You already a princess. I want to make you a queen.
Let's do the news.
Thank you.
had this house go-going.
All right, Vanessa, you have this house go-going. What do you got in the news this week?
Yes, sirree, Jason. Excessively skinny fashion models will be barred from a major Madrid fashion show later this month for fear they could send the wrong message to young Spanish girls. Madrid's regional government, for which is co-financing the Pasarela Cibeles, has vetoed around a third of the models who took part in last year's show because they weighed too little. The authorities collaborated with a Spanish health organization to come up with a minimum body mass, a height-weight ratio of 18 for the models. Spanish daily ABC said it was the first time such restrictions have been imposed on a fashion show, although a recent wedding dress exhibition in Barcelona banned fashion models who took a dress size below 38, which is equivalent to the U.S. size 10, so under a 10 here. Several models at last year's shows provoked a row when they claimed their careers would be under threat if they put on weight. Organizers said they wanted to help ensure public opinion does not associate fashion and fashion shows in particular with an increase in anorexia, a disease which, along with bulimia, is considered as a mental and behavioral problem, which I think that's damn smart. So,
busto.
I mean, do you think they're going overboard with that, or I think it's a damn good idea on my but I'm a woman.
I would wait to see if anyone's going to watch, first of all.
Well,
I mean, I don't see a problem with that, you know, saying 5-pound variance, you know, plus or minus.
Right.
Body weight.
One thing.
Yeah, it's the same way as like whenever you go to a deli and get meat. If it's a little over, you don't mind.
If you watch, like Miss America or something like that, all the women pretty much have the same figures.
Right.
It's not very interesting. It all has to do with their face or whatever and how much makeup. I'd like to see some different body types in there. I really would.
Absolutely.
And these girls are like waif models, you know, the girls that are like Kate Moss.
Yeah,
you know,
where you can like see their ribs.
Some women have great legs, but not a great ass. Some women have great ass, not great legs.
Yeah.
Some women have nice natural breasts, you know.
You want the variants.
Yeah,
there.
I want it all, man. Then chop them up at the end and turn them into Frankenhooker. Awesome.
Awesome.
What the media is there for is to make us all feel bad about ourselves, so we keep buying their products to improve our appearance. That's what it's about.
Yeah, so they have to do something to kind of knock us down a few pegs, but it's getting
silky dirt, dude.
Would improve our appearances, yes.
My daughter came home from school, and there was a girl in fifth grade. She said, "Why do you diet?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She goes, I heard some girl talking that she's going on a diet. This girl's in fifth grade! It's like, why is a fifth grader going on a diet?
I don't know.
She's probably watching the wrong things, or her parents are assholes.
She's watching The View, and she saw Rosie, and she's like,
or
I don't want to look like that.
She's morbidly obese.
Yeah.
She has a warped self-image.
I mean, that's... Where does she get it? Who knows?
It's just
parents?
Well, I will say this, that the stuff is more screwed up for women than it is guys. I would hate to be a chick with all the stupid trend crap they have to follow, all the right kind of purses, the earrings and all that crap. I couldn't handle that. I'd be a lesbian. Totally mannish lesbian with a mullet.
You'd be an Ellen.
China.
You'd be a full-on Ellen.
Yeah, I would be one of those ugly dykes who went for the hot chicks. You know, that's what I'd do.
Wearing a man suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And listening to Indigo Girls.
Me! Lord.
All right. In Alabama, a woman and two roommates are accused of holding her brother at gunpoint as she prayed for his repentance, even after firing a shot into the ceiling to keep his attention. Randy Doss, 46, of Athens, said he fled the house when his captors got distracted and later went to the police, who were skeptical at first because his story was so bizarre. The police said it checked out, including the bullet hole in the ceiling. We found out where they patched the hole with caulking. Police said the sister, Tammy Lee Doss, 43, Donna Lee Bianca, and Ronald David Ritchie, who live at the Athens house, were charged with unlawful imprisonment, which is only a misdemeanor, and two women were also charged with menacing, which is another misdemeanor. These are all misdemeanors? Harris said Randy Doss went to the house about 7 p.m. on Labor Day and at some point got in an argument with the two women about religion. When they prayed for him, he laughed at them. They both got upset, grabbed pistols and pointed it at him. They wouldn't
Can
let him
cock
leave.
A bathroom?
Bianca fired one round the ceiling in the hallway a few feet from the victim's head. Harris said the women tried to get Doss to admit things he did as a child. She claims the brother wronged her years ago when they were kids, and she just got the truth out of him and apparently wanted revenge.
Someone's got issues.
You think? He says they would not let him go. The sister says he was just trying to. She was just trying to scare her brother.
Major issues.
I don't know why it's not a felony. You're committing a crime with a gun. You're committing a crime with a gun.
That's what I don't get. But the three suspects denied they held him against his will. What did they say? He's sitting there, oh yeah, point a gun at me.
Well, what you're not hearing is that the two women were Jehovah's Witnesses, and that's their new tactic for you to listen to their watchtower spiel.
Oh, this is their reason. They said the door was never locked, and he could have walked out any time he wanted to, so we never really held him against his will.
Yeah, we just pointed a gun at his head,
that's all.
Yeah,
he could have walked out. We don't know if they were just playing games, but it is ridiculous for men and women in their 40s to be playing games like this. So they're on released on bond, which I cannot understand. They held a gun at the sky and shot it, but I guess it's only a misdemeanor. In New York, Margaret Johnson's wheelchair might have made her look like an easy target, but when a mugger tried to grab a chain off her neck Friday, the 56-year-old woman pulled out her licensed .357 Magnum pistol and shot him. Johnson, you go, Grandma.
Hello.
Johnson said she was. Johnson said she was in Harlem on her way to a shooting range when the man, identified by police as a 45-year-old Daron Johnson, came up from behind and went for the chain around.
He's Green Nash Bridges.
Yeah, right.
There's not much to it, she said. She said somebody tried to mug me, so I shot him. Daron Johnson was taken to Harlem Hospital with a single bullet wound to his elbow. He faces a robbery charge.
Oh, no wonder she was going to a shooting range. elbow.
Margaret Johnson, who lives in Harlem, has a permit for the weapon and does not face any charges. She was taken to the hospital with minor injuries, but she was later released. Good going, Grandma. Good job.
Well, that's great, Larry.
All right, Paris Hilton wasn't looking too hot the other day.
Oh, dear.
Some might say she had gone to the dogs. Not caring whether stars are blind, a British graffiti artist messed with 500 copies of Paris Hilton's debut album, replacing the disc inside with Danger Mouse remixes and doctoring the sexy sleeve to show the heiress topless and with a dog's head. He switched the CDs in the store, so he took the old ones out and put his version in. A spokesman for Bristol-based artist said. Apparently, Bransky redesigned versions of Paris ended up in 48 Virgin megastores and indie stores across England. A sticker placed on the covers promises that you'll hear all of Hilton's hit songs, including Why Am I Famous?, What Have I Done?, and What Am I For? It's hard to improve on perfection, but we had to try, said Danger Mouse and Banksy. The two met in London while shopping for disguises, according to an email from Danger Mouse's management company.
Was Penfold involved, too?
Yeah. HMV said, which HMV owns the Virgin Megastore, said that it started pulling Bansky's many works of art off of shelves Sunday and plans to auction them off for charity. As of yet, no one has tried to return the copy or complained about it.
That's because no one has bought it.
Yeah, this is the most inane story I've ever heard, because Paris Hilton's album is bombing. No one's buying it.
They sold 75,000 copies?
75,000 in the entire nation.
Yeah, yet these guys are going out to these record stores, and they're giving her more publicity. So if you don't like her, don't call attention to her.
Well, it says that she debuted at number 6 on the Billboard 200.
Yeah, that's just because radio
stations. Yeah, in the UK.
Yeah. They don't have any taste, all right? Hey, for all of our British listeners, just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Gorillaz.
I loved Kaja Goo Goo back in the day.
Big fan of Lamar.
Yes, sir. All right.
Here's a warning from Greenpeace. All you women should listen. Environmental group Greenpeace called on the European Union to ban the use of chemical plastic softeners in sex toys because they contain dangerous substances known as phthalates. Adult sex toys contain the same toxic substances that European Union banned from the use of children's toys. The environmental group said it was shocked to find that 7 of the 8 sex toys it had tested contained between 24 and 51% of phthalates. I can't believe
that. Wow, man, that's heavy. Wow.
You know, what they don't tell you is it contained 100% of midichlorians.
Awesome.
100% pleasure. It is unbelievable that such toxic substances can be used in adult toys.
Put we a have rubber tested on many products.
Yeah. Substances used often to soften plastics and PVC plastic. Greenpeace stressed that a ban on phthalates would not mean the disappearance of people's favorite sex toys, as there
are. That's how I rock them.
Of non-toxic alternatives.
Thank goodness. Why not use like a silicone-based stuff.
Or just rubber.
Suck on this.
Yeah, the rubber ones are better anyway because the plastic ones break.
All right, Vanessa. All right.
Yeah, Vanessa, we don't want to hear about your preference in sex toys.
All right, anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's what you heard. I've heard that before.
A friend told me. All right, in Bratislava, a Slovak driver...
I can't get to my ass!
Oh, Roz, we don't care.
Okay, a Slovak driver who crashed into a bus shocked rescuers who found him unconscious and half-naked with a vacuum pump on his penis.
Okay. Yes! Rock on!
That's where he rocks it. Police said the 42-year-old man driving an old six-man in the Slovak town of Levice had ignored a give-way sign. It's very likely he had auto sex while driving. It's a matter of investigation.
That's not how you do autoerotic, is it? Thought he was supposed to hang himself or something.
After the accident, he was found lying in the seat, his pants were off, and it, the pump, was placed on his penis. I've never seen anything like this, nor have any of my colleagues, the police added. The man was taken to the hospital with head injuries, no pun intended.
Oh, brother.
Was it one of those masturbation machines, or was it like one of those penis pumps that they say increases the size of your penis?
I think it was one of the... It's a vacuum pump, which means it's used for...
Oh my god!
Okay.
Either
way, the dude is awesome.
Oh, you know he's embarrassed.
He knows how to entertain himself. Where's Carl Mundy, dude? Car trips, yeah.
Carl Mundy, yeah, exactly.
Come on, you're sitting in traffic, you're bored, you know? What else are you going to do?
Patrons performing sexual acts.
I love that he ignored the giveaway sign.
Yeah.
Pleasuring himself.
Carl Monday would have a field day in the Eastern Bloc.
He's pleasuring himself. Get the camera crew ready.
And that's all I've
got. Get the jaws of life. Now, Vanessa, I understand you have to go. You have to go do some things. So thank you for doing the news.
You're welcome. And have fun, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Back Bye-bye. At you. Bye.
Dude.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
We are going to have a special All Scientology edition of Cult News.
Yes, let's nice. Do it! Ah, yes, Cult News, Bill. What do we got this week?
Well, let's start off with something that only Scientology could create. And it's entirely bizarre. If anyone was wondering why recently born Suri Cruz has so much hair on the cover of Vanity Fair, it's most likely because she's wearing a baby toupee.
It's a rumor that she's a Scientologist.
What?
Yeah, Scientology is known for these. A few years back, Ella Blue Travolta was taken, a picture was taken of her with her parents wearing a baby toupee, and I don't understand if it has something to do with the infant auditing facility, or
it's a disguise.
I don't understand why the babies are wearing a toupee, maybe because it's better for their thetans to think
we're
that
just
they...
Scientologists.
That they have more hair than anyone else?
You know, now that I think about it, that kid, how old is this baby? It has quite a head of hair on it.
My younger brother was actually born with a full head of thick
black
hair.
Yeah, I've heard of that happening, yeah.
Yeah,
but if you look at this picture, it's obviously a baby toupee.
it's a merkin.
Yes! Tom Cruise put his merkin on the baby. But, yes, the insanity of Scientology continues with the baby toupee, which you can check out at www.babytoupee.com.
I'll check that out.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm going to buy a bunch of baby toupees.
Yes.
I don't know if other people have heard this. Vanessa should have covered this in her news, but John Travolta was spotted kissing another man.
Son of a b***.
I know, isn't it? It the gall of it all. yes, John Travolta was boarding his Boeing 707 in Canada, where he's filming Hairspray in his
Can't
role
wait to see
made,
that.
By, made famous by Divine, Edna Turnblad, and they're doing the musical, and he was shown, or seen, kissing a unnamed male.
Whoa.
Yeah, while they were boarding the plane. And
get it on.
It's one of the oddest pictures because Travolta has 1 foot up on the steps and 1 foot, like, kicked back.
Like you a while he's... I want to make you a queen.
In, like, this full smooch mode, his lips out like he's an orangutan.
So it doesn't look like just two guys, like, goofing around or anything?
No, this is definitely a little gayness going on there.
Whoa.
And something we've always known, that Travolta was gay, and he joined Scientology to be cured of it. And when they couldn't exactly kick him out because he was already too famous, so they set him up with a beard.
No, see, I always heard this about Tom Cruise. I didn't know this was... Also, Travolta. I had no
idea.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
you
Travolta.
Heard that too?
Yeah, so.
The guy
yeah.
was gay. Gay.
I had no idea.
The term beard.
So, you mean when he dated Lily Tomlin, that was all a ruse?
And what
Being
about
that
the.
She's a lesbian
one?
In and herself?
What about the first one, the old lady he did The Boy in the Bubble with that was also a Scientologist?
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So, this whole time, Kelly Preston just.
She's really a beard.
It's just a Scientology hookup, basically.
Yeah, she's a beard, is what.
Yeah, and it's really a crime because Kelly Preston has a killer body.
But we're just Scientologists.
That's interesting. Any spin coming out yet?
No, they're not even addressing it. I think they feel maybe it'll just go away.
I gotcha.
Go away, you bad gay story. Go away.
Yeah.
If you've seen recently on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Brooke Shields was a guest, and she reported that she has made up with Tom Cruise.
Oh, good, good. I'm happy.
Glad those two kids
this.
Are friends again.
Yes, from what we understand here at the cult news station, Katie Holmes is actually herself suffering from postpartum depression.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And now Tom is like, what was I thinking? It's real.
Yes. he still does not believe in antidepressants, but I think he has finally admitted that postpartum depression is real. And
you gotta understand,
you
I really care about Brooke Shields.
Thank you, Tom.
There's ways of vitamins and through exercise.
Yeah, I bet he's got Katie on the treadmill like all day. Come on! Get that depression.
Run till you feel happy.
Yeah.
Back there with a bullwhip as she's running on the treadmill.
How do you feel?
I'm happy. And in other Scientology news, Steven, you might be ready for this. They are putting a sail on.
Nice.
Move up the bridge from clear to eternity. It is time for the yearly decadely sale of services and materials from Scientology. Now, the prices vary.
What do you mean by that?
But you can almost save about $1,000 a piece on these services. The Hubbard Solo Auditor Course Part 1 is now only $4,257. The Hubbard Solo Auditor Course Part 2 is only $1,800. The Solo Auditor Certainty Course is now only $2,128.
So this is all really inexpensive.
Yes.
Yes.
It's affordable now.
I think the biggest thing here is if you've gone through your solo auditing courses and you're ready to prepare yourself to become an operating thetan, you can now get the 12-hour OT prep and eligibility auditing program for only $5,130.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
This is a bargain, I'm telling you.
$5,000
this
for
is a
12
bargain.
Hour? How could anyone sit for 12 hours?
Bargain basement sale.
And you could even purchase your own e-meter. The Mark Super 8 Quantum e-meter is only $4,185 for a limited time.
Dude, Bill, have you ever been tempted to order an e-meter?
For $4,185, I could probably buy a brand new high-definition television.
Not an e-meter? It could improve your life.
We can go in halves on it.
You know what?
If we could share the e-meter.
I would get one of those, electrical line testers.
I think I ordered mine off of eBay, and I got the same kind of thing
Are e-meters on eBay? That would be awesome.
Like Napoleon Dynamite. I got shocked in the groin.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
Let's see here. You can get it on eBay.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life? Make me look like a friggin' idiot?
Come on.
Yes!
Yes!
You know
yes, you can!
What's the price?
You ever come across anything like time travel?
Easy. I've already looked into it for myself.
I love that clip. For only $3,000, and if you need any parts, like remote TA for a Mark 7,
yes,
it's there for $100. Oh my god, this is
incredible. I never even thought to look this up.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's just wrong.
What do you think about that, Rosa?
I don't give a
And what's insane about this whole thing is once you clear past your eligibility auditing, you have to take a clearing course, which is another $5,000, and then you need to start a new OT1, which is $2,000, then OT2 is $4,000.
Thank OT you. Bye-bye.
OT3 is $7,000.
You're just spending more and more money as the higher you get.
Yes.
And then once you get past OT3...
You know what? Back to the Travolta story. Scientology didn't cure him of his gayness. It doesn't work! He's still gay!
We already knew Scientology didn't work.
What's really tragic, and this is where we get into that issue where they just bleed people dry.
Right.
Once you get past OT3, OT4 and OT5 are $7,000 per 12 and a half hours. So every 12 and a half hours of... You know, this auditing for OT4 and 5 is another $7,000.
Wow.
Poor little guys.
And that is cult news for this week.
Thanks, Bill. That was very enlightening. Was it not, Steven?
Yes, I'm going to go on eBay and I'm going to bid on that.
I'll always love cult news. You know what? It's been a while, Steven.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. Let's do it. What do you think, Bill?
Let's do some DVDs.
Let's do some DVDs, let's do some DVDs, let's do some DVDs!
DVDs! DVDs! DVDs! DVDs!
Woohoo! Yes, DVDs are back! What do we got, DVDs?
Okay, these are DVDs for September 12th, 2006, which is this Tuesday. First DVD is, this must be the second or maybe third edition of Beavis and Butthead Do America, the edition that doesn't suck.
Stop it!
No, I saw this movie in the theater, and I was quite a fan back whenever they were on their MTV days.
So is the Ron.
I always enjoyed this movie, but I'm not going to run out and buy it, even if it does have a commentary by Mike Judge. Which I wouldn't mind hearing.
One thing we haven't talked about on the show at all is Idiocracy, Mike Judge's film that's totally getting shelved by Fox. They released it in a few cities, but they totally just dissed the movie. It doesn't even have a website, this movie. They just want it to go away. And a lot of people who've seen it said it's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, they're saying it's not terrific by any means, but it's still an enjoyable movie.
They said it's like 10 times better than something like John Tucker Must Die, which gets a full release, you know?
Yeah. Fox is just, they're notorious assholes. They always have been.
Where boners go to die.
Yes.
And they steal our ideas.
Yes, sir.
I had to include this next DVD just for Steven, because I know what a fan he is. Engelbert Humperdinck, totally amazing.
Whoa.
So why not have an 80-minute concert of Engelbert Humpty-back?
It's Steven, you're so excited. Good old Engelbert.
The laughing yogi loves Engelbert Happer.
He's happy and he's relaxed.
This is one of the best collections I've seen come out, and it's called the Frat Boy Collection. It includes Bachelor Party, Porky's, and PCU.
Nice.
Which I think are three movies that would probably go pretty well together if you sat down and watched them.
Bachelor Party is a genius movie. Love it. Bachelor Party, they're out of college.
Yeah.
But this, no,
I think Bachelor it just means what frat boys would want to watch. I get it. Okay.
Don't you think Animal House would be one?
I think so.
Yeah, but that would have to come. It's being released by Fox.
That's
so
what I'm thinking.
Have
yes.
To,
yeah, it's a different. You know, it's not Paramount.
Universal owns Animal House.
Yeah. Right. Oh, hold up. Look up. Woo, woo.
This movie I included just for the title. And from what I understand, it's been around for a while, but it just recently got released in the United States. And that's Goal! The Dream Begins.
Oh, that's an interesting title.
Yeah, it's a footy movie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Soccer for you Americans.
I love soccer.
I like soccer, but I agree. I mean, it's boring to watch.
Oh, God!
Well, you know what? I think it all has to do with what your rates were.
Oh, God!
In Europe and in the UK... Soccer is their, you know,
football
sport.
But I would like to see goal!
Goal!
Next DVD is a show that I really enjoyed. It's definitely a primetime soap opera.
Who else in the love car say yay?
Yay!
Grey's Anatomy Season 2 Uncut.
Ooh, what does that mean?
I have no idea what it means, but they're doing the same thing for Lost Season 2, which came out last Tuesday.
Nice.
You got your four extended episodes, some behind-the-scenes interviews and whatnot. It doesn't say if there's any commentaries on the episodes. I know there were on a few of them from Season 1. But if you're a fan of Grey's Anatomy, which I am, I think I might pick this up because I just really enjoy the show.
Not seen a single episode.
Well, I think you should watch it more often.
I'll check it out.
I think it's a good show to sit down and watch with the your significant other.
Will do, sir.
This film I chose only because of the title. And that is Harry Knuckles and the Pearl Necklace. And this is from the people that brought you Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
Shut up!
Worst episode ever.
I have absolutely no information on this film, and I don't care to have any information because it's called Harry Knuckles and the Pearl Necklace.
Just leave it to your imagination.
It sounds... interesting.
Next DVD, a film that some people enjoyed, some people
did
not. I'm kind of in the middle. Lucky Number 11.
Ah, yes!
Quite possibly the worst title of a film in the past 10 years.
Woo.
It's clever. It makes you... Oh, I get it.
It's got some really great actors. Bruce Willis, Stanley Tucci, Morgan Freeman, Ben Kingsley... I don't think Josh
Medic
belongs in that category. But if you're interested, Netflix it.
Now, what did you not like about it?
It's a little too Tarantino-esque, you know.
Yeah, I think I remember what when you talked on the show, it winks at you a lot. The movie's winking at itself like, hey, aren't we clever kind of thing.
It winks far too much.
Right, I gotcha.
The Office Season 2.
Yes, Chef.
He just told crap!
Of course, by The Office Season 2, I mean The Office Season 2 American series.
Ah, yes. Season 2 was excellent.
Yeah, I started
they
actually
really hit a stride there.
Joe in Season 2. I tried watching it in Season 1, and because I was such a fan of the UK series, I was kind of turned off by it.
Season 2, they came into their own. They made it their show.
And didn't they just recently win the Emmy for season two?
You know, what was funny is the beginning of the season, My Name is Earl in The Office. It was always back-to-back. Right. I liked Earl more in the beginning, and it changed places where I couldn't wait till The Office would come on.
Yeah, Earl hit its stride at the beginning and then slowed down as the season went on.
Right. There were some gems mixed in there.
Yeah, it was like every other one. It was.
There would be one that was like, oh, okay.
Now, the next set of DVDs is quite controversial.
Sports, pornography, stuff like that?
No, it's not sports or pornography, but it's geekiness. It's geek pornography, actually. The DVDs are Star Wars, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
Never heard of it.
The reason why these are controversial are they have the original 1977 theatrical versions, but the transfer is a horrendous Laserdisc transfer, and it is non-anamorphic.
So they never went back and changed it or anything?
No, they never went back and changed it. These are the original transfers, but they didn't update it, they didn't remaster them, they didn't create anamorphic transfers, which for people with high definition televisions, you know, anamorphic makes the image in a 16:9.
So basically you'll have to put it in stretch mode or something and it'll look like crap.
Well, it already looks like crap.
Right.
You know, because it's a transfer from like 1994. You know, the last time the theatrical version was available on Laserdisc.
So in a year's time, he'll change his mind and do the what he should have done this time and sock everybody for another $20.
Or
per.
What I think what he's doing here, and we've mentioned this on a previous show, is what he's doing is saying, see, you didn't really want it that bad because you didn't really buy that many copies. You really want my with the new Boba Fett, Greedo shoots first. That's what you want. But no. We wanted those. We bought those first because we didn't know these existed. And we're not buying these now because you didn't do anything great to them. You didn't make them anamorphic. You didn't give them a 5.1. You didn't do anything. It sucks.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've really grown to despise George Lucas. I appreciate what he's given us. This wonderful universe in which many great books have been written.
Yes. But, I mean, let's face it, okay, us Star Wars lovers, the original trilogy, that's gone, my friend. We all talked ourselves into liking the prequel movies when they came out, and slowly it came to us that, oh my god, these are awful. Even Revenge of the Sith, which I was like, best out of the prequels, I see it now on HBO or something.
It's horrendous.
I can't watch it. It sucks, too. They all suck. They all suck. The original trilogy, I could watch them any day of the week, any time, over and over and over again. Great stuff. Prequels suck. He really thought every shitty idea that came out of him, hey, it's a good idea, you know? I'm going back to the well, my brain.
This is the way the original story should have been. Yeah. You should have.
Yeah, nothing made sense. No, there's continuity problems everywhere. He just pulled it out of his ass, basically. And I'm not saying there aren't great moments like, oh, come on, Jason, what about that pod race? Yeah, the pod race is great,
There's great bits, but not.
When you think about old Star Wars sequences, you think about cool jabs that Leia said to Han or some funny one-liner Han. There's nothing like that in the new trilogy. No one says anything clever because the dialogue sucks.
The prequels are entirely special effects dependent.
Right.
I'm in charge of security here, m'lady. What kind of line of dialogue is that? Jesus.
Yeah, there was not that playful banter. Like
and another thing, hey, Ian McDiarmid, could you take it down a notch? Wicked Witch of the West? Jesus.
You'll notice I'm not talking a whole lot about it because this is something that really, really bothers me. I get visibly upset
whenever
I start thinking about this stuff. All I can say to the fans are there is the fan edits out there.
Right.
You have the Star Wars through Empire and Return of the Jedi classic editions, which are taken from the best possible source materials and created to be exactly
as... You want something done?
they were
when
you saw them in the theater.
Right, and that's
those years ago.
Here's what I mean, if George Lucas is not going to ask, here's what I want. I want the original versions of the original trilogy. You know, obviously they're dirty transfers now. I want them cleaned up, pristine. Give me a nice 5.1 mix. I don't want any of the other CGI crap added.
Keep
all right?
your stupid commentary to yourself. Yeah.
You know, if you want to clean up some of the matte issues, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Even take out the CGI. I don't want Han stepping on Jabba's tail. I don't want to see Boba Fett in every single movie. All right, I don't need Boba Fett that much. The reason he was cool is because he was mysterious.
And what's great about the extended universe in the books is they don't pay attention to any of these updated Star Wars films. They still concentrate on the Boba Fett that fell into the Sarlacc pit.
Right.
You can.
Nice guy. Let's do it.
In the extended universe, he eventually gets out of it. In the most recent Star Wars book, Bloodlines, he actually teams up with Han Solo, which is just so cool. I just want the clean originals. Give them to me, please.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yes.
And that the thing that bothers me the most is, I know he's saying that, well, hey, this is what you wanted. Why aren't you buying it? See, you didn't want it that much. But they're giving us a lackluster product.
Right.
You know, Laserdisc looked great. How many years ago?
Yeah. 20 years ago.
Doesn't look good anymore. And that's another thing. Hello, ILM. You pride yourselves on the best product.
THX
certification. They want the best possible picture.
No, he's totally.
You know what,
hosing.
Bill? And I keep hearing about this stuff that his ex-wife has a lot to do with this because she owns blah blah blah, and he can't get that blah blah blah, or he has to pay her royalty blah blah blah.
That's a cop out,
dude. You have more money than anyone. All right. Okay, let's move on to something happier.
Oh, and by the way, R2 doesn't fly.
That's right.
Could.
The stuff is so... Okay, he does the force choke on Padme, and she dies from that of sadness. I died of a broken heart, even though I have these two babies.
Yeah, I have two children to take care of, but I'm going
to
die.
Yeah, I'm so distraught, I'm about to die, but hey, that's Luke and Leia, and I'm dead. Yeah.
Oh, and please, take Luke to his relatives so that his father will never find him.
My power! Oh, yeah, this is my favorite part, Bill. Don't do it, Anakin. I have the high ground. Even though Darth Maul had the high ground in Phantom Menace, and I beat him in that one, the hell is the high ground? This is a script idea I came up with when I came out of the shitter, the high ground.
I was listening to Stevie Wonder, and I just thought this high ground.
He drew inspiration.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but Stevie Wonder was blind, George.
Have a nice day, my
All right, on. Let's forget this Star Wars stuff because it makes us all angry and flabbergasted and upset.
Yes, it does. It makes us want to get the bone.
Get the bone.
Next DVD, Stella, Season 1. This is the comedy troupe of, Michael Showalter, Michael Ian Black, and David Wayne. Funny series. They only did 10 episodes on Comedy Central. There's audio commentary on all 10.
Cool.
And this has got to be a great little thing. You know, I love The State. The State was great. And I'm sure this DVD set will be terrific.
I really dug the show. There were some that were funnier than others, but it was a great show, and I was sad that they're not going to have it back. Come on, Comedy Central, they don't have a lot. Cancel The Mind of Mincy and bring this back, okay?
Yeah, they were willing to give Dave Chappelle millions of dollars to
this,
do...
This show, it showed that they thought about their comedy. You know, they were clever and stuff. It was really cool. I liked it.
And they're notoriously cheap.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very inexpensive show. They probably lived where they filmed it. But anyone, just check out Stella. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah, it's got, if you're not familiar with Stella, the DVD set has the history of Stella. As I said, audio commentary on all 10 episodes. It actually has the Comedy Central Presents thing they did. You know,
I want to hear the commentaries.
It has a blooper reel, deleted scenes. It's nice. Loaded.
Sounds loaded, yeah.
You know, Michael Showalter directed a movie called The Baxter, and that's been airing on Showtime lately, and check that out. That's really good, too, and funny.
Has it really? I haven't seen that in a while. Wasn't that... That came out, what, like a year or two ago?
Yeah, it's got Michelle Williams, I forget the chick who is in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, she's in it, too. It's got
and
a
Paul
great
Rudd's
cast.
In it, too, right?
Yeah, and it's got the Stella guys show up in it, too.
Peter Dinklage is in it, and he is actually used to his ability.
Yes, he is. Unlike Steven, who is...
not being used to my ability.
Thank you!
And Michelle Williams is good in it, too, if I remember correctly. Is that Michelle Williams in it?
Yeah, and thankfully she hasn't joined Scientology.
Not yet.
Well, I think her and Heath Ledger are a little too normal to fall for that shit.
Yeah, and can I ask Christopher Nolan something? You don't need Katie Holmes in the next Batman. Please, she doesn't
Please.
Need to be in it. She does not
we
need
beg.
To be in the
don't
movie. Worst part of the movie, does not need to be in there. She looks like she's 18 and... friggin' Christian Bale looks like he's, you know, 48. Late 30s or something. Doesn't make sense. Cut her out of the movie.
Last DVD is a movie called The Wild. It's an animated film from Disney, which they were actually working on long before the film, God, what was that other one called?
Madagascar?
Madagascar was actually taken from an idea they were working on at Disney years before when Jeffrey Katzenberger was with Disney. And it just took them a while to get it out. But what makes this movie great is Eddie Izzard does the voice of the Koala character in it. And the guy is just funny, even in animation. His voice,
these,
the way he delivers
lines. These computer-animated kids' movies come out every day. There's like a new one every day.
They're getting easier and easier to make, I'm guessing.
Yeah, easy money makers, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they probably have to... just create the character, feed it into the computer, and then the computer animates everything for them. They don't have to work on the wireframes or anything like that.
And let's
anymore.
Face it, the movies are as good as the voice cast that they get, really.
Yeah, they just have to put in the key frames, and then it fills in everything else. So.
Yeah, but this film I saw, and it's genuinely funny, and there's some really great... lines to make the
That's
adults laugh
thing.
That are mainly delivered by Eddie Izzard. And quite frankly, anything that guy touches is gold to me because he's hilarious. And that's DVDs for Tuesday, September 12th, 2006.
All right, Bill, thanks for doing DVDs this week. It was nice to hear about DVDs again. My life was not the same without it.
I didn't know what was coming out for the past couple
and
weeks.
And now you do.
Now
You've
I
been
do.
Informed.
I want to get that. Pick up that 12-hour Scientology DVD. Is what I want.
Yeah, it's only $4,000.
All right, everybody, that's episode 51 of Nowhere in Mulberry, starting a new era, Stephen and Bill. Yes, indeed. This will go in the clip show next year, hopefully. Yeah, right, that's never happened again.
In 50 more episodes?
Yes. Now, guys, one thing in the past year that I've loved is feedback. I am a feedback whore, and I take it wherever I can get it. That did not sound right.
I gotta say that I think Andy from the Hollywood Saloon really spoiled us when it comes to feedback, because when we did our first couple episodes, he was a huge supporter of us, and he still is.
Yeah.
But these itemized feedbacks, you know, covering everything about the show. And we loved it.
Oh,
we
man.
Get
We'd
enough
gush
of it.
Over it. He would talk about that funny thing Bill said. Steven, you were on your game. Jason, Vanessa, the news. Just we'd all be beaming.
Yeah, and he became too busy to do those. And
we would like someone to take over the reins, please.
Yes, somebody please.
Please
feedback.
Rub my belly after every episode. And to do that, go to nowhereinmulberry.com. There you will find... our email address, which is nimpodcast@gmail.com.
You had to think about that for a second.
I was reading Steven's lips there. yeah, drop us feedback at nimpodcast@gmail.com. You can praise us there, but I'd prefer the forum. Join our forum, which is linked.
Everybody can read them.
Yeah, that way people, they're like, hey, what's it? Oh, this person loves this show. Maybe I should check it out at nowhereinmulberry.com. Also, Friday night chats every Friday, 11 p.m. Central. You could join us and chat about anything. Talk about what we're watching, what movies we're going to see, how much you love the show, praise us. You could even insult us.
BSG.
Because, Bill, you know how to ban people on there now, right?
Yeah.
That hasn't had to happen.
Please, yet. It's fun. Let me.
Yeah. Just the monkey guy we need to get.
Right. So,
yeah, who is this monkey man?
I have no idea, but we're going to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
What are you doing, monkey?
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. So, just remember that. Also, if you'd like to call and leave us a voicemail, feel free to do that. Call 1-206-202-3491 and praise us, much like the mystery caller. And mystery caller, do not be afraid to call us every week, because we'd rather hear from you than that Eugene guy, that Eugene character who put us in harm's way last week. Let's face it, we haven't talked about that. We've got a lot of sore feelings here.
I've got a weird image burned in my retinas. I can't talk about it. I'm in therapy right now.
Is Eugene dead to you, Steven?
He's. I liked him before. No. I'm in therapy trying to forget about it.
Kind of angry.
Steven needs to clear his Eugene thetans.
Yes. We all need to clear our Eugene engrams. All right, everybody. That's the show. Anybody have any parting nuggets of wisdom? What about you, crazy lady?
Stop it!
Oh, sorry. Okay,
we're trying to stop the show.
That's not appropriate.
I don't give a
I love that lady. She's going to jail for a long time. Assault with a water bottle.
Her husband.
I'm thinking a Carl Monday Rosa interview is coming.
Oh man, I would love that.
You already a princess. I want to make you a queen.
That's what Carl could say to her. All right, everybody, that's the show. Love ya. Much love.
Have a nice day.
You are no f you.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice, my.
Now this is podcasting.